Hello and welcome to the Clydesdale Chronicle, where we focus on preserving the stories of the past, addressing the issues of today, and generating ideas for the future. Enjoy.
All right, we'll start this off. Tonight we're sitting down with the chairs for the National Clydesdale Sail Committee, Andrew Stahlheim and Kelly Gardner. We're going to go over some of the things that are going to be coming up at the sail in about 2 weeks, actually exactly 2 weeks. So let's just jump right into this. What highlights do you got coming to the sail, Andrew? And what can we expect? Anything majorly different from last year or just kind of about the same? But what highlights do you think are coming?
This year, I think it'll be a little different dynamic. The riding horse number is going to be way down. And it looks like the strongest section of the sail will be three-year-old geldings with about 16 of them. But overall, I think it's a good mix. There is quite a few breeding age stallions, which we don't normally always see. I think it's going to be shaping up to be a good sale. Looks like a lot of quality. So.
Perfect. So check-in is like usual on Wednesday. Thursday, you guys are having the tax sale starting at noon, correct?
Yeah. Thursday, we'll start off 8 a.m. with kind of a question-answer tour for the World Show.
Okay.
Then 10 a.m. is the meeting, annual meeting.
Okay.
Then noon is the tax sale, which we do have several large items. Budweiser's bringing a trailer full of stuff. And the trailer to sell, and then there should be little other stuff. I'm sure some knickknacks and collectibles. So,
and the big items they didn't need to consign their tack ahead of time. So if people are coming to the sale, they can bring tack and get that all tagged in right there. So if there's people that have things that they would like to get rid of, you can do that down there. That didn't have to be pre-registered like horses, correct?
No. You bring it in anywhere from noon on Wednesday to probably, we'd like to get it tagged in probably 10, 11 o'clock at the latest on Thursday. So,
okay. So those large items like that horse trailer from Anheuser-Busch and the wagon would probably sell Saturday morning. So they're online.
Yeah, we will save a few items and that'll be up to the seller. So we'll just have to get with them. But I'm sure the trailer for sure. And then some of your larger vehicles. There's a few wagons in there, a few carts. Anheuser-Busch is bringing one of their old hitch wagons. So I would assume most of that would probably sell on Saturday, but once again, it's up to the consigner. So.
Okay.
And then, after the tax sale, there'll be a complimentary dinner from the Shipshewana Bob and High Point, put it on about 5 o'clock. So that'll be Thursday.
And then Friday's all about previewing, correct?
Yes. 8 a.m. starts the halter preview, starting with geldings, going into stallions, and then the mares. And then the shires and grade mares will be last. And then probably 11 to noon-ish start for the riding and driving in the Coliseum. I'll try to have that wrapped up by 3-4 o'clock and go right into the happy hour and banquet at 5. And
so with
the livestock center.
So with the riding and driving, you're going to kind of do it like last year. We're going to mix in some driving horses, then mix in a couple riding horses, and then some driving.
Yeah, it'll be first come, first serve. We'll try to have maybe 2 or 3 driving horses in at a time, and same with the riding horses. You know, 5, 6, and then we'll just, whoever's ready, we'll put them in kind of a group at a time. So,
okay.
And then the halter preview that's at 8 a.m., that's where all the prospective buyers can actually take a look at the horse, just like in a halter class where we'd read the pedigree, we read what the consignor has said about the horse, so you can get a true, this is what the horse looks like preview before you go in and watch them ride or drive. Just for our newer audience, that's
It
what
is
that.
kind of funny because your barn brat Kelly is on here, and I'll be the ring Nazi, and the announcer is also on here, Christy.
All the horses based on the age, and then you go to the riding driving.
Perfect.
Right. So in the past, you've had sponsors. Can we just give a shout out here to the sponsors for the sale before we get too far into our podcast?
Yeah, we've got some Verner family Clydesdales have graciously sponsored getting the raffle filly ready. So they picked her up in, I think, December or January sometime, and they've housed her and fed her, bringing her to the spitting her, bring her to the sale, and then we'll run her through the ring. Then we have Chesapeake Clydesdales, Hollamore, Jeff Beto, Bob Solis all donated money for the banquet. And then we have Bart Long, who donated the beer for the banquet. Lungergan Clydesdales donated money for the live stream and the online
Okay.
bidding.
So
Also,
let's talk.
On top of that, Christy, just real quick, right? We've got the hospitality, and there's we've got 3 days of donuts and coffee and everything, and that is all sponsored as well. 3 different days. We've got Briarwood Clydesdales are a sponsor, so thank you to them. We've got Prairie View Clydesdales are another sponsor. So thank you to Joe and family. And then we've got A and B Farms, Anna Ruby and her family. So just wanted to give them a shout out. It's very much appreciated. And thank you.
One more I don't want to forget is the Parnells for the sound,
That's
correct?
right.
Yes, sound and
Curtains.
curtains and tablecloth
Okay.
for the banquet.
Yep.
Well, you mentioned a sponsor for the online bidding. Can we talk a little bit about how online bidding is going to work?
Well, we went through a different company this year, so it'll be through Willoughby Sales. I believe we've got them all our information. If you go to their website, you should be able to find it on there. I work the same as the last few years. They'll be doing our previews, so they'll be doing both the riding and driving preview and the in-hand preview. They'll be live streaming both of those, and then obviously the auction and the bidding. So.
I did talk to Rex to see if they were going to have that recorded for anyone that was at work. He said, according to the association and what they're striving to having it done and recorded on their YouTube channel. So if you're busy during it, you can go back and reference it. So,
Right.
awesome.
The other thing you mentioned was, from a sponsor standpoint, was the raffle filly. So I think Kayla and I've talked a couple of times about tickets still being available. So are there tickets available? When does that get drawn? Just so those people who are interested know when that is happening.
I believe there is roughly 300 tickets left. Last I knew, the filly was purchased from Dr. Jeff Gower. He had graciously donated the last four,
Several.
I believe. So being we're purchasing one this year, we decided to go back to the guy who has helped us out over the years. So we thank him for the ability to purchase her. So, and
Yeah,
the drawing will be on Saturday. I think we normally do it around noon.
Okay.
And that way they have option to either keep or sell the filly. So we might do it a little earlier this year with being a little lighter on the sale to try to get it in the around halfway through the sale. So
okay,
it might be a little earlier this year. So.
Are they?
And they're...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kale.
I was just gonna. Kale, your internet.
Somebody wanted to buy some, but I think.
What planet is she from?
No. You gotta get some better internet. It sounds like the whiskey's hitting.
You don't work from home, do you? Because if you do, your productivity's gotta suck.
Yeah, well, you muted me, but let me move over
you
here.
Muted yourself.
I tried to mute her because it was.
Sorry.
Oh, is, it
better, is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep walking, Kelly. Keep
yeah,
walking.
I'm just going to sit over here by the door.
I didn't know if it was the internet or the cocktail was really hitting an outlet or something. But
No. I'm just going to sit right here.
I was just going to ask, like, usually the online tickets sell or they stop selling them at a certain date. I don't know if that's usually, I think, the night before so that they can finish filling out the tickets. So the online tickets would probably end Friday night, just so everyone that's listening, if you want to purchase yet online or aren't going to sale, buy them before Friday night. So,
yeah, I think we're going to stop at about 50 short of the selling out. So we will have a few left for purchase at the sale. So,
okay.
Kelly, did you want to try to talk again?
No, nope, you guys just covered exactly what I tried to say earlier when I sounded like I was from a different planet. So sorry.
I'm so clear now. Good work.
I know. See, I just got to sit by the door, I guess. I don't know.
So, you know. Andrew, do you have any late entries coming into the sale?
We do have three, maybe four. The two that I know for sure are, I believe, two geldings from Dwayne Chupp.
Okay.
And then I was reached out by Joe Stutzman about a black mare. She hadn't been entered last I knew. And then we also had another gelding that called about entering, but I don't know if the process has been finished yet. So.
Okay.
So we're looking up to four. The scratches, there are seven of them. Number 11 is out. Number 16 is out. Number 42 is out. Number 51 is out. 57 is out. 68 is out. And 73.
Okay.
I'm still working on getting stalling requests and scratches. So there may be a few more, but it sounds like with the tariffs being off, that most of our Canadian consigners are going to join us. So.
Okay.
So you kind of walked right into that one because you know it's the hot topic. And I'm not one to sidestep things, but where are we at with tariffs and people's concern? We know this is changing day by day. What's the latest that we know at this point in time?
As of Monday, my dad brought a horse home from Canada and he had to pay 10%. Now he only paid like $100 because of the price of the horse. And
well, you said the government's giving an $800 credit per horse.
Towards the price. But as of the other day, there was supposed to be a 90-day halt on all tariffs except for China. So the way that sounds, it's off again. So the best we can do is for our Canadian consigners, is they need to contact the border before they leave. And so they know exactly what they need to do when they cross. So that's the best advice we can give them.
That's probably been the sound advice for years, is just making sure that you're connected with your border crossing and understanding what they're going to be asking for at that point in time. And so
Probably going to depend on your border agent and how deep they are in their shift on how much bullshit you're going to have to go through.
Yeah.
And which crossing? Like, I
Yeah.
think some might need more work than others.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. For sure.
So if someone purchases, because we have online buyers, we have individuals who might just be coming down to take a look and then falling in love with a horse, are there hauling options? Like, if you come, you don't have a trailer, what are some of the options?
Yeah, I believe
There
there's
are.
two in the book, Ridge Point, which would be Manny Raber, and then David Helmuth, I believe, are the two advertisers in the book. Then there is also, I mean, if you know people, a lot of people going each direction, a lot of them will help you out if you are heading that way. So the best you can do is if you buy a horse and don't have a ride for it, get up to the office as soon as you can. Get a spot on one of the haulers' trucks, and if they are full, then they might be able to help you out, steer you in the right direction to get a ride for your horse.
Yep. They're usually like very, very good about, like if Manny's heading west, right? Somebody else is heading east. They kind of work out a plan to make sure that they can accommodate everybody.
Yeah, I was just going to say that if they are full, they'll usually try to help
That's right.
get another ride for it. Those guys will. And there's usually they have a list, I think, if I don't remember wrong, they usually have a list up by the office. And in the past, I know the social media group will usually snap a picture of that and put it out on social media as well. So that's something we can probably they can probably send to that Willoughby too. So that's part of the catalog is the shipping options. So it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So
Any advice to our consigners, last minute items that they should be getting ready, make sure you don't leave home without.
your paperwork.
Well,
Yes.
what paperwork though? And every horse might need something a little different, Kale.
For the American consigners, the one form that you have to have filled out is the veterinary needs to fill out the statement for the if the, somebody from Canada buys it so that they can fill out the paperwork for the federal vet to get them across the border. Any pregnant mares that are to be sold in foal need to be vet checked within 30 days, which anywhere from now till the sale. They need to be vet checked in foal, otherwise we will not be selling them or announcing them sold as bred. And then there is also a form vaccination form. That one is not mandatory, but we do recommend that if you have vaccinated a worm, that you just put it down on the sheet so that the new owners know what their protocol has been going forward. So.
Gail, any more questions?
I think that should be it. And yeah, I would just anyone that's listening to this that can't go to the sale, make sure you check out Willoughby Online Auctions. If you search in their tab, Clydesdale Breeders Sale, it pops right up. And I think they're not, I checked it tonight. They don't have all the lots entered up on it yet, but it looks like they've got a good start on that. So yeah, watch the social media and hopefully we see everyone there and hopefully no one's watching it online that from membership and they're all down there and we can all have a beer together.
Yep.
Yep.
Just from the announcer's standpoint, the other thing that you'll get in your packet is a index card. Make sure the easiest thing is bullet point out what you want. We're going to give every individual equal airtime. So if you write 75 sentences, you're not going to get all 75. So make sure you put like your top five items, because again, it is kind of equal airtime for every single horse, and bulleted items are a lot easier to read than a novel. I
And
will just tell you that.
you want them to fill those out in cursive, right?
Yes, absolutely cursive. And Andrew will do it for you so that
Calligraphy.
it's really legible for me.
Perfect. And then
Yeah.
get your banquet tickets.
Oh, I was gonna bring
$25, 1,000 bottles of free beer, and it is brisket. So, and chicken. So it'll be a, should be a wonderful meal, well worth the money. So.
And those are all available with raffle tickets on ClydesUSA.com under the shop, correct?
Yeah, you can get them online. The sooner the better for planning purposes. Like you know, Kale, we need to know the number well ahead of time than we actually have the number. So.
Yeah, just about now you're kind of trying to set that up so they can get
the initial number, and then I think the week before is the final head count number. And
there's going to be plenty of food this year, right, for the people?
There should be lots.
Yes.
Gotcha.
The other piece of the banquet is, Kale, I think you and I talked, there's still going to be a silent auction for the Education Foundation. So yeah. As you come into the banquet, make sure that you take a look at all the auction items. And is there going to be another live auction at the banquet as well?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, there'll be another live auction. Most of those items on the auction will benefit the World Show. There is, will be, I believe, one item per committee was able to donate to raise funds for their committees. And then the
Education Foundation
five or six things in it as well. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that will take place after the meal. So whenever the meal's over, then we will do the announcing of the Hall of Fame and I think All American and other awards. And then the auction will be live.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Kale, I hope everyone's excited.
Yeah. Kale, you will be happy to know I got the radios ordered.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'd lose my voice.
You would wear out your text messaging yelling at me on the text messages.
I can't type best, but
Kale's yelling on text message is not the same as his yelling at us through the walkie-talkie.
Right, Christy, right.
This year. Christy, keep your walkie-talkie a little bit further away from Mike. Last year when I watched back on the live stream, I think you could hear Kelly and I bickering pretty good.
So. Yeah.
I think that was the best part of the preview, going back and rewatching that.
You know, I was actually getting texts from, I think it was Alicia Thorson in live time, like, I can hear you bitching on the radio through Mike.
You know.
Oh. Well, I hope everybody listening understand, like, can tell we are excited to be down at the sale in a couple of weeks. We are excited to be live. That's the other piece is Kale and I will be live down there recording a few more podcasts. So you can come down and meet us and check out all of our cool equipment that we've got. The rainbow keyboard is the rainbow board's probably the best.
We should have a full bar, so stop in for a beer or a drink.
Yeah, should be fun.
Make sure we'll put a sign on the easel. Go this way, right? Go this way.
No, I thought you were the barn lady, Kelly. You're supposed to be like directing.
I am the barn
everyone.
Lady. Like, I'm happy to send them to you, right? Happy to send them your way. You bet.
All right.
Well, thanks again,
thank
guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.